The Dáil rises for the summer later today. It won't sit again until September the 18th. That's 2 weeks ahead of the budget. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us now from our Oireachtas studio. Last leaders' questions today, Paul, before the autumn term. What happened?
There were familiar themes. We heard from Piers Doherty, and he once again was saying that when it comes to mica and pyrite and the difficulties with people and with their homes crumbling, that the schemes that have been put in place by the government simply aren't good enough. They're not available to everyone who needs it, and there isn't enough money involved in it. And it was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin who was replying on behalf of the government, and he completely disagreed, saying a massive amount of investment had gone into this and no one was going to be excluded. For the Social Democrats, Holly Kearns, she returned to another theme which we're very familiar with, and she was calling for the immediate introduction of a no-fault eviction ban. And this particular time, she's pointing out to the fact that 4,316 children are now in emergency accommodation, and she contended that the government appears to be numb to the appalling damage being done to them. And she cited some of that, saying clinical evidence showed that children in emergency accommodation suffered from rickets, faltering growth, extreme tooth decay and extreme skin complaints. But the Taoiseach once again came back and he said that such a ban would make things worse because it would reduce the number of rental properties and increase homelessness. He contended that increasing housing supply was the solution and said, since this government has been in place, 110,000 new homes have been there since the government has come into office. So familiar themes, but there was certainly heat in those exchanges because you've got diametrically opposing views.
End of term for the Dáil today. What's been achieved and what hasn't?
I suppose if you're looking at it, you know, each of the coalition parties has got their own thing that they wanted to get over the line. From Fianna Fáil's point of view, they would feel that the Future Ireland Fund, where they're squirreling away billions of euro to try and take account of some of the demographic changes which are coming down the line with an older population, ensuring that the money is in place to help them. They'd also talk about, say, the Safe Access Zones Bill that ensures that protesters can't get within 100 metres of a place where you are having terminations performed. From the Fine Gael point of view, they're really talking about auto-enrolment to ensure that all workers have pensions and body cams for Gardaí. They'd say those were very important. From the Green Party, folding in climate change into all of the legislation right across the board, that's something that they've been doing continuously for the 4 years that they have been. But if you're talking about things that they haven't got done, that big planning bill, they've been working on it for a year. It's a bill of legislation of 800 pages, hundreds of amendments. It's not going to get over the line, and that was something that they said would get over the line.
Meanwhile, Tory Toey has arrived back in Ireland, Paul, a big diplomatic effort to get her home after her case was raised by the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald.
Absolutely, she landed in the past hour. A huge relief for the family because even though there was expectations yesterday that she would be on a plane, that she would be released, you can never be absolutely certain until that has happened. It's a big diplomatic initiative involving the Department of Foreign Affairs and their officials, the ambassador and her officials on the ground, but also drawing in the coalition leaders, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, all working on it, as well as you mentioned the leader of the opposition, Mary Lou MacDonald. A fantastic outcome for a Tory, and hopefully she's going to be okay.
Paul, thank you. That's Paul Cunningham in our Oireachtas studio.